Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Karen was arrested after breaking into a Tulsa home and falling asleep on her couch. Tulsa police responded to a home for a burglary in progress around 11 o'clock at night. A woman called 911 saying there was a man she didn't know sleeping on her couch. So she locked herself and her three kids in a bedroom until officers arrived. Police identified the man as Tracy Davis, who was still sleeping when police arrived. Footage shows Davis trying to get in the house through several doors before entering through the back door of the home. Davis told police he wasn't sure how he got into the house, and he didn't know what he was doing there. He was arrested for breaking and entering and possession of drug paraphernalia. Now, one thing I have noticed, most of the time, as far as drinking culture goes, here in the United States, people might get arrested, they might get shot at, they might get tased, sure, and everything else. When these stories happen in Canada, in England, of somebody drunk and staggering home, typically either they end up talking in the morning or
they get fed breakfast.
Get breakfast.
Because typically they're
on the way. Correct. Yeah. It is a complete misunderstanding, obviously. Nothing has been stolen. Nothing has been disturbed in the home. They just get up and there's some dude passed out on the couch, you know? Our question, why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, I think it makes a difference, too, I don't know. Like, I've had it happen to me in my apartment, because they kind of look the same.
All right.
Nobody was asleep, but somebody just clearly was at the wrong door and just walked in.
All right, okay.
You kind of go, all right. But I think for people that live, even if you, like, when you live in single-family homes and there's separation and stuff, I think you're just much more on guard.
That, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Like, dude, this is my house. You're right. An apartment, maybe you got the wrong door. The house.
Right, or like even like a row house or a lot of England stuff. Those houses are all stuck together and they're right there. So it's like.
And they do look a lot alike.
It's fathomable how like this dude just did that.
Yeah. But it just seems universal. Yeah. Like, yeah, we made him breakfast, helped him out, called him an Uber and sent him on his way.
If you're in a trailer park or something, all the homes look the same or something, I could see that happening a lot more. So why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alana. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Okay, so this was in 1996. And we had just moved out here to Black Diamond, so new bedroom. And I was asleep. And I woke up to a sound. And I was like, what? What's going on? And kind of rolled over, and he wasn't there, meaning my husband, and he was pissing on the corner of the house. He was peeing in our bedroom.
I've been guilty of that.
Yeah, me too.
The question I want to know is, had you guys been drinking the night? Because the only time I've done that, I went to bed drunk. I've never just done it on a sober sleep.
Well, yeah, that's a positive.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm done.
I did it on the corner of my bed.
I've done it. I peed on a girlfriend I was dating. I was wake up to, I kind of snap at him. What the F are you doing? And I realize what I'm doing in that moment. I'm like, oh, God, man, I am so sorry. And obviously it's an honest mistake. But in that moment, they don't want to hear that. They are very, very unhappy.
No.
Yeah. I tried to poop in the bedroom chair once when we first moved here. Just hear my wife in the middle of the night. It's dark in the room.
Dad, what are you doing?
Like, I'm taking an ass. Why do you care? She's like, you're sitting on the bedroom chair. I'm like, oh, good looking out, babe. Mm-hmm. My bad. Go ahead to the bathroom.
I told my stepdad one time. I was like, look, man, I there's a bird in my room. I said, it flies at night. And he's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, I'm telling you, there's a bird. I'm like, I'm sleeping with the door open tonight.
Yeah.
Because that was my thing. I'm going to sleep with a light on. I'm going to sleep that way. If there's a bird in my room, it'll fly out, you know, into the hallway. So I'm asleep. Next thing I know, I hear like what sounds like a lightsaber duel going on inside my home. There's my stepfather swinging my wiffle ball, my yellow wiffle ball.
Yeah, a little thin ass, yeah.
Which is maybe an inch and a half in diameter. It's not very...
It's an official wiffle ball.
It's not the biggest one you've ever seen. He's just...
Because he keeps missing it, right?
It's a bat.
Yeah.
And it's just flying through there.
That's
man.
A bird that flies at night.
It does. And so I was right. There was a bird. There was something flying in my room. Yeah. I knew it for a fact. Also, the fact that there was bird poop all over my room.
Guano.
So I knew that there was something in my room because it was on my pillow. It was on my...
What did he think that was? When you say, hey, I'm telling you there's something in my room and you can point at a pile of ass. Like, do you think I did this? Like,
I'm the same guy then that's hiding my poop underwear.
At the bottom.
And picking my nose and wiping it on the wall by my bed. So I think I was trying to...
He just thought it was another,
I'm just
another
to
thing
hide
you're doing.
I can, man. But then he goes... And he gets one of his wooden tennis rackets. And for whatever reason, back in the day, I don't know what was up with men, but their tennis racket was kind of like their prized possession. It was almost like on the same scale of their bike.
Same as my dad.
You could not
touch him. But he didn't play tennis.
Well, my dad had Italian racing bikes. Yeah, like, you know, yeah. Bob Jackson's.
Yeah, but the tennis
racket. The tennis racket was like...
But it didn't play tennis.
But they were wooden, and I don't know if they were expensive, but it was a giant thing in my house, too. But like...
Did they play tennis?
Never.
That's what I'm saying.
But they were wooden.
Right.
You couldn't touch my dad's.
No, do like not was, touch the.
Yeah, it's like it was a Wilson or a Spalding.
You don't play tennis. I am actually asking if I can use this because I'm like, ten. I'm going to go play tennis.
Well, the difference was, in all fairness, on a wooden some people tape the tops of them. Most people did not.
Yeah.
If you gave your kid a wooden tennis racket, as many times as you scrape that racket,
you're going to break it.
You're inevitably going to break it.
But again, if I break your tennis racket, what did I prevent you from doing? Because you don't play tennis.
But it. He's got this tennis racket. He goes and grabs his, and that's when he just absolutely smacked the life out of that bat.
Man. Yeah.
And when you looked, the tennis racket used to have this within the webbing of the tennis racket, the Wilson ones had a W in it,
mm-hmm.
and the W was red. And now the middle of that tennis racket was all red because when he hit that thing, he exploded the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bat hit the wall. So there's a blood stain on the wall. There's a blood stain on the tennis racket. And he took the dead bat and threw it out the window, whatever the deal was. I remember most of this. But the next morning, he had to get up earlier before I went to school. But later on that evening, he's like, you're right, man. I was like, how did you know? And he's like, because it flew into their room.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And when he got up, it flew back into my room. So he'd been dueling with this thing for a couple different bedrooms. But
I remember when we lived out in the woods. My brother, whatever reason, he's the nicest guy. So karma just decided it's going to treat him like ass early in his life. And then the rest of his life will be fine. But live out in the woods. Everyone lives in the exact same home. We have the exact same problems. Except him. For whatever reason, once a year, a single cricket would find its way into his room. We think it was in the closet. We never found it. But they're so loud when they're indoors, all right? And it's just one. And we'd go to bed, and I could kind of hear it in my room through the wall. But, I mean, it's in his room. And I don't know how many decibels those things are, but it's so much louder than you think they should be. My brother's not someone who really gives over to anger much. Disgust, maybe. Not so much anger. And this cricket, we think it's in his closet. But like anything, and I love this about crickets, as soon as you turn on the light, they stop.
They stop,
right? Yeah. And they're not going to move, so they just stay camoed wherever it is they are. So it was three nights in a row during the summer. And I remember, he knocks on my door one night, wakes me up. I'm like, what? And he's like, man, help me find this cricket. I'm like, what are you talking about? And we walk in his room, and like, you hear this thing. Right? So I'm like, all right, man. We turn on the light. Stops dead. Turn the light off. Fires back up again. Turn the light back on. We're digging through his closet. We're looking under his bed. I don't know where this cricket was. We can't find it. I'm like, look, I need to go back to bed. I don't know what to do to help you. He turns off his light. This thing fires up again. About 10 minutes later. It won't stop. All right. There's no break in this thing. It's just over and over. Can I sleep in your room? All right. I got bunk beds. He don't want to be in there. I don't want him in there, but I get the situation. Tells my father the next morning, like, hey, Dad, there's a cricket in my bedroom. He's like, well, just kill the goddamn thing. He's like, we can't find it. My brother goes to bed. Obviously, our bedtime's earlier than our parents. We go to bed. I can tell when he's turned off his light, because he's up maybe 10 minutes longer than me, but I knew the moment he turned off his light, this cricket fires back up, right? And keep in mind, it doesn't make any sound during the day when there's daylight. Nothing. So this cricket goes off again. So we go upstairs and get my father. Father comes down, same, it's the whole process again. Turns on the light, cricket's quiet. Turns off the light, cricket fires back up. Turn on the light, we dig through his bedroom again. We cannot find this cricket. My father's like, certainly, as much noise as we've made and as much stuff as we moved around, this cricket has probably hopped out of your room. All right, turn off the light. Boom, this thing is right back on. And we're like, Jesus Christ. So now my father's getting frustrated. It's probably 20 minutes of us digging through his room, all this crap, found his porn magazines, which was a nice side thing.
Bonus.
Well, my father found them, so you just get a look, but nothing is said, and you don't have to throw them out. The time my mom found them, like, they're all gone. Anyway, turns off the light again. He's like, look, I don't know what to tell you. Just sleep out in the living room. So brother sleeps out in the living room. Night three. We go out there. He turns off his light. He's like, Jesus Christ. And he started to lose his S. To me, it's kind of funny because I'm like, this cricket like has it in for you, man. Like, it will not make a sound if the lights are on. And it does not make a sound if you're not in the room. So you can turn off his lights, leave the room. There's no sound from this cricket. I swear to God, as soon as he crossed the threshold of the door, cricket fires back up. Like, you are not sleeping tonight, homie. It's just not going to happen. The fourth day, we finally found the cricket, and we only found it because it died of its own accord.
Yeah.
And it's like in the middle of his floor. This cricket was nowhere to be found, but when it dies, it's just like dead in the middle of the floor. He had never been so happy. Whatever.
Probably starved to death.
A year goes by. No one's given it a thought. I swear to God, that next summer, light goes off. There's another cricket. I'm like, this is unbelievable. My father's like, look, either deal with it or sleep somewhere else. I'm not trying to do this.
Or we can release a snake into your room.
Yes, or release a snake, yes.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, so here's what happened. This was back in elementary school. I, I had trouble sleeping for about a week. And so flash forward, recess on the playground. I go under one of the covered areas and try to take a nap. And fortunately, I was successful. Now, this is the part that nobody seems to believe, but I woke up and there was a girl sitting right next to me. And I wasn't sure for how long, but as you can imagine, I was pretty surprised. We ended up just making some conversation, but unfortunately, I couldn't remember what the conversation was, and I don't remember her name, and I haven't seen her in years.
This is from elementary school.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think she's your long-lost love from elementary school? Do you think she'd even remember? Say you found her ass on Facebook.
Did you go to school with her? Was she a classmate, a neighbor, what?
I want to say she was a classmate, but it was so long ago, I don't even remember what she looks like.
But who else would be next to you at recess besides a classmate in elementary school? I mean, do you think she's just some random girl that wandered over from another school and sat next to you?
No, probably not.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
look, I woke up in the middle of the night one night, and my buddy Zach, I was in second grade, third grade, so I had never had a Twinkie before. All right? Now, this sounds ridiculous.
This setup, I was like, where is this going to go?
Yeah. All right. I never had a Twinkie. And one day after school, his mom brought some Twinkies home, and I had a Twinkie for the first time.
Now, what'd you think?
I thought it was the greatest thing ever eaten in my life. And yeah. I think Twinkies were probably a little bit better then.
I don't know. Maybe they weren't.
I don't know. Anyway, so I couldn't get to sleep.
But second graders also don't have a great palate.
They don't. But Twinkies at that age are like that. That's the caviar of the child.
Right. Now, they had a side door that went into their kitchen. The kitchen came down off like a little stoop on the side of the house. It was not the main entrance. That door's open all the time.
Yeah.
So it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I still have my pajamas on. I put my shoes on. I'm like, I'm going to go down to Zach's house. I'm going to grab another Twinkie.
Oh, you're not spending the night?
No.
No. Oh, Jesus.
No.
I'm with Thrill.
No.
I just assumed you were there.
No. Yeah. No. I got up determined, like, they won't care if I, because you had a box of them.
Yeah.
I'll go get another Twinkie. So I got up. It was probably.
Part of you had to know you were stealing it.
A quarter mile walk.
He takes grapes now. I don't think he cares.
Because his house was halfway.
A quarter mile?
Because it was a half mile walk to the school. We did it every day.
Right.
First, second through fourth grade. But it was halfway to the school. I walked all the way to his house. I opened the screen door. I went into the kitchen. And I grabbed a Twinkie. And I started eating it in the kitchen. Just like, I mean, no big deal. I'm going to just eat this.
Sure.
Zach's parents' house. Light flips on. Zach's dad, he was a doctor. Big dude. I mean, I'm a little kid, but he was still like 6'3", 6'4", German dude. And he's like,
what are you doing with Twinkie?
Correct.
Oh, he actually had the accent.
What are you doing in here?
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm eating a Twinkie, Mr. Morris, or Dr. Morris. And he's like, son, it's 1:30 in the morning. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, okay, well, can I finish my Twinkie? He's like, how did you get here? And I'm like, I walked down to get a Twinkie. He's like, all right. So he got in the car and drove my ass home.
Oh, yeah.
Knocked on the door, woke my parents up, even though the door was wide open. Said, Miles is in the kitchen. Just want you to know he's safe.
They're probably like, whose kitchen?
Our kitchen.
I was like, Twinkies.
I had to get a Twinkie. You know, I was like, because he has a box of Twinkies. It was like 6 or 12 in there. I'm like, they won't know. I don't care. Just in the mood for a Twinkie.
That is the problem with little kids. So
I mean, it was completely logical in my mind.
No. Your kids' logic, it makes sense.
The door's always open. I never knocked on their door. I just walked in the kitchen, like in the daytime. The doors were always open. So if the caller said somebody was on his bed, like that was not uncommon. We didn't lock our doors.
Now, back in the day, rarely did anyone, especially, and you're right, as a kid, if you were just going over to see your buddy.
He was my best friend. So, like,
you just opened the door and walked in. And maybe they're eating breakfast or something. And the parents didn't look delighted, but they didn't. Granted, it was not 1:30 in the morning, but they kind of understood. When my kids were younger, and they wanted to do their sleepovers. And the younger they are, just the more attentive you have to be. So, like, now, if my son says, hey, man, so-and-so spend the night, I go, sure. But here's the deal. Do not remind me that you're in the house. And they don't. They want no part of me. I want no part of them. Perfect. When they're little, it's never like one kid. It's always like six, right? And inevitably, out of those six, two of them are not comfortable not being at home.
Yeah.
One of them is going to pee on something that you own. It's just, but the thing, like, you can't get
or throw up.
So you will get them to sleep, and they're little kids, so they're staying up quote unquote late. So maybe it's 11 o'clock. They fall asleep. Cool. You check on them. You go to bed maybe 1 a.m. About 2 o'clock in the morning. Someone's tugging your arm. Well, it is not your kid. It is someone else's kid who has one of two things to tell you. Either, so if the first one is, I want to go home. I had no problem. Nope. Man, it is too late. I'm not calling your parents. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You can climb in my bed with me and my freaking wife, which is the last place I want you. But if that's going to calm your ass down to climb in bed. Two times they took me up on the offer, which, and it just sucks, man, because I'm laying in bed with someone like that. Or you get the, Mr. Steve, hey, what's up, man? And first thing you do is always look at the clock, right? Like, it's 3:45. All right, what's up? I peed on your sofa. I'm like, now I have to get up, right? Did you bring a change of clothes? I don't have a change of clothes. All right. Okay, man. Now the lights are on. Now I'm digging through my kid's room to find, like, underwear and a new pair of pants for this kid, and then I throw their crap in my washer. And by the time you're done with this, kid's dead asleep again.
You're wide awake.
I am wide awake, and I'm like, I'm just up for the day. So I hated doing the spend the night when they were little. Now, brilliant. I don't have to do anything.
Well, you're about to get into the age of, you got to check the bags.
What do you mean?
Like, I had a buddy. We could always go to his parents' basement and hang out. But if you walked in and those book bags look too heavy, he'd be like, let me see it. What do you got in there?
Yeah, I'll be dead on. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you brought in your bag. If you touch my stuff, we got an issue, right? Just don't touch my stuff.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Con. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Con.
John. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Who's this?
Oh, it's John.
John. Con!
No, just so you know, Mike put K...
I like that, though.
Well, Mike put up K-O-H-N. All right. And then in parentheses, he spelled the word con so that I knew how to pronounce
like
it.
Like Ricardo Montalban.
Right.
Sorry, my phone over there was breaking up like crazy.
John.
I can't get his name right. Yep.
That's on me. I had to pull over and park.
That's fair, Mike. Yeah, it's so unlikely his name would be John. Yeah. It's much more likely con.
You never know.
So I used to live in Texas about 15 or so years ago. And I got pulled over. I fell asleep at the wheel. But I wasn't even on the road yet, basically. And I was just at idle. And I kind of went off the road, and I nudged the fence. I stopped. A cop saw it and just pulls up right behind me and gives me a ticket. And so I go to court, and the judge charges me with speeding. So I was like...
What, with speeding?
For speeding, yeah. So I was like, Your Honor, I was not speeding. I was asleep.
Not to split hairs, man, but you know.
Well, do you remember, did they give you like a breathalyzer or anything like that?
Oh, well, yeah, I got, but I wasn't drinking or anything.
Right.
I just fell asleep. I just fell asleep. And I told him I was sleeping, and that's when he just kind of very sternly kind of almost yelled at me. He said, any speed while sleeping is speeding.
That's fair.
All right. Yeah. He's right.
Was he just saying that because he was pissed, or is that actually the law in Texas? Like, you're just behind the wheel at all. You're asleep. You're speeding.
You know, that's the only time I got pulled over or got into any kind of trouble in Texas. So I don't know really the laws, but the guy was, it was like a small town. It was actually Falcon, Texas.
So how does that work as far as you getting a fine, right? So typically, if you're speeding, depending how many miles an hour over the speed limit,
right.
You get that many, you know, that's how much it's going to cost you. And I do agree, if you're moving at all and you're asleep, yeah, you're speeding. But, I mean, how do you write a ticket? Like, you were going 3 miles an hour. Why wouldn't it just be sleeping at the wheel?
Well, he basically just made me pay the fence. I kind of broke a pole on there. He just made me kind of pay for that. And that was basically it. But it wasn't really much of a ticket. It was just like, you know, wake your ass up or something. I don't know.
Wake your ass up, son.
Did he try to, like, just say, follow me home or anything?
Well, he did wake me up. I mean, I woke up. He let me drive home, but I did get the ticket. I had to present myself in court. And it's a small town thing. I mean, the courthouse was basically just another house in the town, you know.
Okay.
So the judge, the guy was just, I thought it was fair at the end. I was like, you know what? He could have charged me with reckless driving.
Sure.
Or something, yeah. Well, at least he was decent. You know what? Because you did not have anything in your system, man. I think that's the entire difference. Yeah. You were literally just tired. Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, do some good and now give some help to the Washington Food Coalition.
Yeah, man.
Food insecurity is it's a problem. And going into holidays, it's even more of a bigger problem. So the money will help your neighbors in need stay here locally in the community.
Right.
So for an example, as they say, $20 will provide 12 breakfast burritos at a local meal program. $50 will buy 16 dozen eggs for people in need.
All right.
Give what you can. $100, 22 pounds of ground beef.
Just a quick side note. We were at Target yesterday to buy all the crap you don't want to buy, like Q-tips, soap, that kind of thing. Whatever. My daughter's with us, and they're doing a food drive at her high school, which is very cool. And I am unaware of anything, but my wife is aware that they're doing a food drive at the high school. So we get to part of the food section at Target. Says to my daughter, hey, you're doing a food drive. What do you want to buy? My daughter says, oh, I already donated money. We're like, what? She's like, yeah, I donated my own money, which, side note, bless her heart. And I'm like, no. I'm like, look, if you're going to donate money, you come to us as your parents. We take care of that stuff on your behalf.
So hopefully she upped what she said she gave so that you would replace
them. I just thought that
I gave him $100, Dad.
But she's the kindest. Oh, I did not reimburse her for what she did. I just said, in the future, man. But I love that about her. Like I said, her heart is always in the right place. I'm like, no. Just let us know. We'll take care of it. She took care of it.
Well, the Washington Food Coalition does great things in the community. So if you have a couple bucks, KISW.com has got a donation page on that. All right, a question. Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so this story goes back a little bit. My son is 14 or 15 at this age. He's 21 now. But he got caught sneaking out of the house one night. And so I put an alarm system on all the windows and the doors and whatnot so that wouldn't happen again.
All right.
And so It's like 3:30 in the morning, and my phone rings, and it's him. And it's like, oh, my God, why are you calling me from your bedroom, which is just down the hall? You know, what the heck? And so I answer the phone, and it's, hello, Mr. Mason? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, hi, we have your son with us. He's not in trouble, but he's down here at the school, and we'd like you to come and pick him up. And I'm like, oh, my God. They didn't tell me what he did or what was going on. But I'm like, you know, getting out of bed, just half asleep, throw on my UPS outfit because I was going to be going to work in a couple hours and drive up to the school. And then they didn't tell me where the school he was. So I, like, drive around. I couldn't find him. And then so I drive to another school thinking maybe they told me the wrong school. And then they finally call me back again and say, oh, no, we're at the back of the school. And so I end up getting there and I come walking up and the police officer is like, oh, are you coming from work? And I'm like, no, I don't even know why I'm here. What is going on? And you know, they're just trying to be fun or whatever. But I was like, I just still had no idea. And it's like, oh, well, one of his friends overdosed on, what's the one terrible drug now?
Fentanyl.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
He overdosed on fentanyl. He's okay. We gave him one of the OP pen or whatever.
Narcan.
Yeah, Narcan, yeah. And so everything's fine. He's not in trouble. You can take him home. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Okay, this is great. And then so I get him in the car, and I'm like starting to yell at him. And like, what the F are you doing, Ellie? Why did you leave? He goes, Dad, you know, I stuck out. I was just smoking weed. And he was doing that, and all of a sudden I looked over, and he, like, rolled his eyes over and started to, you know, overdose. And I had to give him, like, CPR and call 911. And so then it went from, like, oh, my God, you helped save your friend's life. You know, I was pissed at him, but then it was like, okay.
But yeah. But what's so, the angle? Because he still snuck out of the house.
Also, he didn't do fentanyl. Right, that's another
positive.
This
is funny, too, though. He snuck out of the house, like, crawling out the dog door. He went out.
I was going to say, how'd he get out? All right, he snuck out the dog door.
Yeah, snuck out the dog door. I didn't put an alarm on the dog door. Didn't think about that. And he crawled out the dog door.
I'm never doing a dog door. No. Something's going to come in. A raccoon. Something.
That's my issue is with the dog door. Because my friends have a dog door.
Your cat will end up being an indoor-outdoor cat, start dragging in birds.
Well, they have a big-ass dog. So the thing is, their dog door is a little bigger than most. Because their dog is the sweetest dog you'll ever see. You would not know that until you meet her. But seeing her, fierce-looking dog, right? And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I made that comment, and the guy that lives at the house, the homeowner, just looks at me and kind of rolls his eyes. I'm like, what? He's like, brother, everything that lives in my backyard, all right? And he's like, I did not know what we had in our backyard, but I discovered it pretty much every morning because they would go to the dog bowl. So we'll move the dog bowl. He's like, I did, but they can still smell where it was. So they would go to where the dog bowl had used to be, and then when they can't find the food, they had to jump on the counter. I'm assuming it's raccoons. But they leave their droppings where the food bowl was. Almost like an F you for not having the delicious food that we've been smelling.
Yeah. I'm like, is there not a slide to click close it off?
I don't know.
His dog constantly bangs in and out of that thing. So like in the wintertime, when the door's closed, we're playing cards, whatever. The dog's going in and out. And as long as the lights are on and humans are present, nothing's going to come
inside. I would
have
no problem with that if the dog would go outside, use the bathroom, out just sniffing around, whatever they're doing. But if a dog wants to let itself out to go to the bathroom, I'm happy my dog isn't smart. I'm just worried about what would come in.
That was his issue. He's like, look, man, the dog is fine. The dog uses the dog door for the reason I wanted to use the dog door. He's like, everything else that lives on my property uses it because they smell. And the thing is, his wife cooks all the time, too. She cooks. Yeah. What, you don't think about it. You go to bed, but the smell is still in the air. So, you know, it's just been 3 hours cooking or whatever. And he's like, hey, man, the local wildlife, they're like in your kitchen waiting for you.
One of the texters says, guys, any of you ever experienced sleepwalking? Would love to hear that. I used to be more of a sleepwalker than I am now.
Sure.
There's been a couple times I fell down the steps once. and it took about 3 days for me to remember.
I remember that.
Exactly what happened. Because I think I came in one day and I'm like, man, I feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Yeah, you were telling me. It feels like somebody like put soap in a sock and beat me.
I am sore all over. I don't remember it. And then it was almost like, it was like 3 days later. I walked in. I was like, I just remember, dude, I fell down the steps. I was sleepwalking and I fell down the steps. Head over, shoulder over, like the whole deal. But I do remember this. When I got to the bottom of the steps, my feet perfectly planted like a gymnast.
All right.
And I popped right back up. Like the way that I rolled It was like a perfect 10.
Yeah.
How many tumbles I did? Like, when I got to the bottom, my feet landed on the floor, and I popped right up. And then I must have walked into the kitchen or done what I did, whatever I did.
Ate some peanut butter.
But that's a problem. So back to
I've never tumbled forward. I have definitely slipped on the heel and slid all the way down.
Like, dum, 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 dum,
on, like, your butt?
Yeah.
You kind of can't stop yourself.
Socks. Socks and carpet.
Socks or wet day? I did it at the, remember that stairwell at the old Hard Rock?
Yeah. Did you do it there?
Yep.
That's an unforgiving stairwell.
Right,
stands
a long stairwell. Heels went out all the way down. I stand up. The bouncer's like, are you okay? I'm like, I am. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave. And he's like, oh, okay.
Don't leave.
I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, there's like people looking at me. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just embarrassed.
But I would wake up in the morning and I would realize that I could see what I made. It's on the counter. I didn't really necessarily put everything away. One night, I made a box of macaroni and cheese.
Damn.
You know, it takes a while to boil water, to cook the noodles, to strain it, to do all the things. I got a pot with a half box of macaroni and cheese in it, all dried up. So, yeah, that's why I don't keep peanut butter in the house. Because I'm afraid I'm going to choke and die. Because for me, it's just like, I don't even use utensils. I just stick like two fingers down in there and stick it in my mouth. In the morning, I'm like, what is all over my pillowcase?
I had a big sleeping walker. I've definitely talked.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And only because I remember breaking up with a girl, and she was like, yeah, you said this. And I go, when did I say that? She goes, well, you were asleep. And I go, well, that doesn't count. She goes, well, you farted on me, too. I was like, when? She was like, when you were asleep. Like, don't come at me like I'm doing this stuff on purpose.
Yeah.
You should have started faking like you were asleep and just farted on her.
Well, yeah, that was kind of the end of it, too.
Ah, damn.
When you get to that petty point of like, hey, you're talking to sleep. Like, all right. Well, there's serious issues in the relationship. It's not the talking.
But the weirdest one, I just moved into a new house, and I kind of knew the lay of the land, but not really. And that's very important in sleepwalking. You kind of need to know where you are and what you're doing. And I don't really think I had that consciousness about me at that point. But I wake up, and it's raining, and I'm just like, why am I being rained? Why am I getting rained on? I'm sitting in the middle of my yard, legs crossed, hands in my face with my elbows on my knees.
Very zen.
And I walked, and I realized I'm in the middle of the front yard. And the only thing that woke me up was it started raining. And it wasn't like a Seattle rain. It was a rain.
Like a downpour.
It was a heavy rain, like big ass drops. We've had a couple of those storms this year, but it was one of those types of rains. And I woke up and I'm like, I didn't want to tell anybody. Like, I didn't want to tell my wife.
Because it's weird.
I have two kids in the house.
Right.
The front door is wide open. My front door is wide open. I didn't even close the door when I walked outside.
No one's breaking in your house if you're like, dude, the door's a... There's also a guy in his underwear zinning in the front yard.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, I don't have a shirt on. Yeah. It's a fall. It's not warm.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, what is the deal? Like, what is my... I don't understand it, but...
I've never sleptwalk. My uncle, we did not know he used to sleepwalk until he was a guest in our home. Same house with the cricket. And my brother's bedroom was given up to my uncle for him to stay in. And my brother and I, once again, were in the bunk beds in my bedroom. And we just wake up. I mean, like, stuff shattering and breaking and all this. We realize it's coming from my brother's room. By the time we open my door, my father's already down the stairs, you know, man of the house kind of thing. And we opened it up, and there's my uncle in his tighty-whities. And he's kind of looking at us weird. Like, he clearly had kind of just come to. But my brother had this full, like, wall stereo system. It's not mounted to the wall. The shelf is just against the wall. Anyway, crap. Almost spilled it, but I didn't.
All right, I was like...
But his stereo, all of his vinyl, and anything else that was on the shelves is now broken on the floor. And we're looking at my uncle like... Again, it's just weird, because he's like 6'3". When you're a kid, he's just the biggest guy you've ever seen. And his tidy white is kind of blinking at us all weird. My brother's like, what the F, man? So according to my uncle, he was a sleepwalker. That is when he informed us of this, which if you're going to be a house guest and it's that prevalent, you should almost maybe tell him, right?
Give a heads up.
Maybe we put you in a different room. There's nothing in my room to break. You'd have been better off in there. Anyway.
Well, you don't necessarily know somebody's going to break stuff either. Well, like, I never broke anything. I just, like, ate food
you don't
and cooked
know
and walked
that,
around.
But if you're a sleepwalker... Let someone know. So he...
And you're sleepwalking in somebody else's house.
Because according to him, he had a dream that someone was attacking a member of the family. I don't remember which one of us it was. But he sprang into action in his dream. And he grabbed whoever the assailant was by the neck and was pulling them to the floor. Well, the neck turned out to be one of the support bars for my brother's stereo. And I guess he got the better of the guy because the shelves are broken. My brother's stereo was broken. And in the 1970s, your stereo was your baby. It's the equivalent of a man with his car, right? So stereo's broken, turntables all messed up. One of the speakers went down. A couple of vinyl records broke. My brother, again, like I said, he's a nice guy, but karma just beat his ass early in life for no reason at all. And he's just, he's devastated, man. So then my father moves my uncle into my room. So I moved a few things out of there I didn't want him to touch, just in case. And then my father charged me and my brother. We're cleaning up the mess that my uncle had made.
Yeah.
It was like 4 a.m. We're like, what? And he's like, look, man, it's not going to clean itself.
It's like a weird semi-conscious thing. At one point in time, we must have been talking about maybe this weekend we'll go and either get a tree or set up our artificial tree.
All right.
That was a conversation I just remember. Okay, yeah, whatever. We'll do that crap. It's a pain in the ass. You know. But you do it. Well, I determined in the middle of the night that it must have been, the conversation was, we need to do this right now. And that that tree was on top of a shelf in the garage. I'd already taken it down.
All right.
I'd already taken all the stuff out of the box. The stand, apparently, was in the box. And when I dumped the box out, I went, ding, 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 ding. Woke my wife up. She walks in the garage. It's like, what in the F are you doing? And I'm like, set up the tree like you said.
Yeah.
She's like, it's the middle of the night. And I'm like, but you said we got to get the tree up, kind of thing. And she tells me all this conversation I'm having. And I'm like, she's like, so I picked up your arms. We'll do it tomorrow. It's still the middle of the night. I'm like, well, I can do it. I got it down. You know, I'm ready to rock. You know, it was an artificial tree. I was like,
right.
I was sorting out the branches, looking at stuff. I was completely out of it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't drunk. I was just sleepwalking. So
that's such a weird thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Like those just random dumb.
Because generally,
crap.
Like for me, if I have a dream that's that realistic,
yeah,
it'll take me a second as I'll wake up in my bed and be like, "Holy yes!" And it's like, "It's all right. It was just a dream. We weren't really having that conversation. That person's not here."
Nor did I physically do. It is weird when someone, if you get them at the wrong time and they start talking in their sleep. Checked on my son. It's probably like 2 months ago. Just cracked his door open. Checked on him. And he rolls over. Now, his light's out. So I think he's awake. So I'd ask him what? Because he's like, yeah, but is everybody okay? I said, dude, what are you talking about? And he was like insistent. He goes, is everybody okay? And then I realized he's dead asleep. So I'm like, man, I got everyone taken care of, just like you said. I don't know. I said, but everybody's perfectly fine. And they say, thank you. And he's like, okay. And rolls over and goes to sleep. I'm like, all right then.
Well, okay, one of the YouTube comments from David Miles. Crunchy peanut butter is less of a choking hazard than creamy. The bits of peanuts help it go down better. Listen, man.
Dude, David. You're asleep.
I only buy extra chunky peanut butter. I have almost died with my fingers and a handful of peanut butter in the middle of the night multiple times.
Wait till he finds out it's not peanut butter. In his
Look,
fingers.
I love peanut butter. I make a conscious decision. Mm-hmm. I can't keep my hands out of it to not buy it.
Yeah.
It's like kryptonite for me.
Yeah.
I cannot have it in my house.
For fear of
it will
choking.
Kill me. I mean, they'll say, like, how did he go? And Jeff or Skippy or
Does
something.
Does he have a peanut allergy? No, he ate it in his sleep.
Was it Adams, the thick stuff? No, it's regular old plant peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
You ever buy those little single servings of guacamole?
No, but I do buy the single servings of Jif over here at the store because I know.
Those single servings of guacamole. I'm not sleepwalking, but just you open the fridge. It's like, I got string cheese. Good reason to have a single serving.
Not a bad call.
But same thing. I don't buy them. They're expensive, and they only last a few days.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, I was about 8 years old. And my parents were separated at the time, and we were staying at a coworker of hers that lived across the street from the hospital that they worked at. We also lived on the main street in town, a very busy, busy street. I was sleeping on their couch, and sometime in the middle of the night, I grabbed my kitten. I was sound asleep, grabbed my kitten, wrapped myself with my blanket, and I walked across that busy street to the hospital. And apparently, I guess I walked into the hospital and I sat down in the lobby until a nurse came in there and found me. And I don't remember any of it. My parents came and got me. I slept through the whole thing.
So I'm assuming the hospital at first probably thought you needed help, right? So I'm assuming that's how that went down? Well,
but they recognized me because my mother worked there.
Ah, okay. And how old were you when this happened?
I was eight years old.
Hey, Jesus, man. I like that you grabbed the kitten as well. The cat's probably like, yo, leave me at the house.
Well, speaking of cats, I told my buddy this the other day. I was like, man, there's two things in this world that can wake me up. Anytime my kid would roll over or do or breathe or do anything for some reason, I mean, I was wide awake and I could hear it like it was right beside me, even though she was in another room sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
The other was a cat throwing up in the middle of the night.
Oh, God. Yeah.
If you wanted an alarm, if I could set my phone to a setting where I guarantee no matter what, even if I had a flight at 5 o'clock in the morning, I had to get up at 3 o'clock. If I set that thing to the sound of a cat regurgitating a big giant hairball, I would wake up instantly. Even if I don't have a cat.
But it takes them 20 minutes to just do it. They never just bleh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're like, you've got to be. Then the worst part is trying to find where your cat is.
Right.
You know, you just hear heaving, and that you tend to find it with your bare foot. Like, oh, well, there it is.
No, here's the deal. I could have hardwood and tile in the entire home.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a carpet that was 6 by 6 inches,
yep.
Just a small little square of carpet, that cat would throw up on that square 100% of the time.
That's where cats puke. That's where dogs poop.
Like the welcome mat on the inside of the house, whatever.
That's really going to do it.
Yeah, it's always.
And I think I get it on
some
level.
That makes sense because it's by the door.
They're doing you a favor.
Correct.
Right. I don't want to put it on your. But I'm like, bro, I wish you could like translate. Listen, the harder the surface, the happier I will be. Do not do it on anything that has fibers because now I have to get rid of it.
We have a mutual friend that has a small dog, and there's just that dog has about a 7 or 8 hour limit, right?
Before it has to go out.
Right. So sometimes he'll be sitting there and he'll be like, damn it. I think it's been too long. We'll get back. And his dog will have pooped in the house, but would have gone into the hardwood floor in the bathroom, not on the carpet. It will just leave it there.
Oh, the bathroom. So just use the bathroom.
So that's, right. I'm always like, I get it. Like, the dog just has a natural limit. Like, you don't want her pooping inside, but also it's kind of nice that she just uses the bathroom because she sees you.
She doesn't use the toilet, but she uses the bathroom.
Correct.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the men's room.
Man, I wanted to say that for like 10 years now.
We didn't hear you.
Hola.
Say it again. Hey, man, get it one more.
Hola, gentlemen.
There you go.
There we go, man. Put some gusto into it.
Yeah.
All right. So, man, this starts off probably about 20 years ago now. I was going camping, man. My uncle was getting married, so we're all headed out there. We end up at the camp area. Everybody's going to sleep. Good time. Nothing's happening. Everything's normal. Don't think anything of it. Wake up the next morning, and man, my hand is just killing me. Could not figure out what was going on. We break down the tents in the morning, and we end up finding a bunch of holes in the ground in the tent. Move the tent out of the way. There's a bunch of holes in the dirt itself. There's a mud wasp nest underneath there.
Not a good time.
Fast forward about a week, my hand had swollen up, man. I had Goofy's glove for a left hand. Absolutely ridiculous. Refused to go into the hospital, though, because I was 17 and I knew everything and I would heal and bounce back and nothing would be a problem.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, so they stung you in your sleep and you did not wake up?
I didn't wake up, man. I didn't notice anything until I had gotten up the next morning. All I knew is it was sore as hell, and I did not know what to do with it.
Damn. Yeah.
So about 2 weeks after that, my buddy's mom, she's a retired nurse, so she ends up calling me out of my buddy's bedroom. I go into the kitchen. His dad was security at Western State for a long time, so he's not a small guy. He calls me into the kitchen, sits me down on the chair, and this giant behemoth of a man walks up, puts his hands down on my shoulder, grabs my other hand, the swollen hand, slams it down on the table, and his mom comes walking out with a scalpel and just lanced my hand open.
And did that do the trick?
It did.
Okay.
It was soaking in water for a couple of days, but man, that was awful.
Now, did they tell you that
I've not been camping since then?
Did they tell you they were going to do that, or did they just do it?
Oh, no, they didn't tell me anything about it, man. They called me out there. Everything was all good. Honestly, I thought my friend's mom was just going to give us some weed, so I didn't really question it at all. Again, I was 17 and stupid.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
My buddy, man, we were Boy Scout camp instructors. We had army tents. They're surplus tents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not enclosed. The floor is dirt.
Right.
You know, you have wooden stakes in there and everything
else.
Yeah,
you just drape the thing
over.
You
have a cot. You have a trunk. That's basically it. So I wake up one morning, and Brett's sleeping. He slept on his back. They're old army, really heavy back sleeping bags.
Yeah.
So not like the kind that's like a mummy bag now. They're like industrial. If they got wet, it sucked.
Yes.
I wake up, man. There's this perfectly coiled garden hose right on his thighs. I mean, it's perfect. And I look at it, it's just this big-ass black snake. So I kind of just rub him real quick. I'm like, this is going to freak him out.
Right.
But it's not going to hurt him.
Yeah.
So I was like, Brett, I need you to sit up real quick. He's like, what? I'm like, you need to sit up. And he sits up, and that snake is like literally a foot from his freaking face. And he was like, Jesus Christ, man. He jumps the hell
did
up.
Did it bite him?
Snake goes fine. Black snakes don't believe. They'll like bite a rat.
Right.
Or something like that. But they don't really have a, they don't bite people. But it's still, they're big. And obviously, they're looking for a warm spot.
Oh, yeah.
Brett's thighs. Who Sucks Last is coming up at 4:30. Also, a very special announcement on the way in your emails next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.